We ended last week with a reference to John 13:1-20. The context of these verses is the Passover meal. Picture Jesus and his disciples reclining around the table. The Passover meal was already in progress, and it seems that everyone around the table had ignored the cultural practice of foot washing that typically took place when entering a home. We do not know exactly where Jesus and his disciples had the Passover meal. If they were not in a friend's home, they may not have been offered the opportunity to have their feet washed. Wherever they met, it seems that the homeowner had not offered foot washing. Neither had any of the disciples offered to do it. The disciples had just been arguing over who was the greatest, and so there was no way that they would now give power to others by washing their feet. Foot washing was reserved for the lowest class of people in a home. Not even servants were required to wash guests' feet. This task was left to slaves. Washing others' feet was not the type of job that people were lining up to volunteer to do. Clearly, the disciples felt that they were above this task. It is significant that the passage states that Jesus knew that the Father had put all things under his power, and that he had come from God and was returning to God. By this point in Jesus' life, he knew who he was and what authority he had. If ever there was a task that was below the rank and stature of a person, this was it. Here, the creator of the universe, who commanded the wind and the waves to be calm, who called the dead back to life, who ministered to thousands, was taking on the role of a slave to demonstrate the heart of the kingdom. It must have been an awkward moment when Jesus got up from the table and no one else offered to do it. By this point, the Passover meal had started, and they had all possibly resigned themselves to the fact that they were not going to have their feet washed. Jesus then got up from the evening meal and wrapped a towel around himself, probably in accordance with what a slave would have worn. By even wearing a slave's garment, Jesus was making the depth of his actions very clear to his disciples. Jesus was going to give them an example that would be radically imprinted on them for years to come. He was a servant king. Jesus then pours water into a bowl and starts washing the disciples' feet. Think about the mood around the table. Shock, embarrassment, possibly regret for not offering to do the foot washing before Jesus got up to do it. The disciples' emotions must have been all over the place, and for the most part they kept it to themselves until Jesus got to Peter. Peter strongly objected to Jesus washing his feet, since he was a strict follower of Jewish customs. He regarded Jesus as his master and rabbi, and thus was not a job for Jesus. When Jesus eventually sits back down after washing their feet, he takes some time to explain the significance of what he had done for them. He tells his disciples to wash one another's feet, just as he had done for them. Jesus gives them a culturally appropriate example to demonstrate for them the extent to which they were to go and serve others. He wanted to show them that the way he had served them was not restricted to his ministry alone, but was expected of all those who would claim to be citizens of the kingdom. Jesus' purpose in doing this act was to model for them what loving humility looked like in practice. A day after the Passover meal, Jesus would demonstrate the full extent of his love by laying down his life completely in service to mankind. Next week, we will look at the differences between worldly leadership, religious leadership, and kingdom leadership.